This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. My guest today, Lisa Coffey, is really one of the most refreshing people that I have the opportunity to chat with, not just on air, but over the course of my life as well. We met on Facebook several years ago, and we have this amazing connection. She's not new to my show. She's been here a few times, and it's funny because Nate, my producer, and I were talking a little bit before the show, and we were talking about how I invite certain people back on when their work exposes something new and offers something new. And Lisa is one of those people. And Nate said, yeah, it's kind of like their correspondence, you know, and their correspondence for your work. And I said, yeah, their soul correspondence. So today is kind of the kickoff of a new thing for us as we celebrate a soul correspondence in Lisa Coffey, who's here to talk about her latest work, The Four Pearls and the Four Squirrels, kind of like an Aesop's fable of the 21st century. So welcome to Soulful Living, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Terry. It's always so blissful to be here with you. I love it.
Yeah, and how exciting. Thank you for being my soul, one of my soul correspondents. I loved that.
Absolutely. You know, what an honor.
I know. I have to give Nate a big thumbs up here and a hug because it's really his inspiration. So I was looking at the introduction of your book and some of the things that you've posted on Facebook, you know, kind of what your inspiration was. And I just want to tell you before we really start digging in, you mentioned that your husband is from Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, and is infatuated with squirrels. Well, my husband's from the U.S., but squirrel is definitely his spirit guide. Man, the guy is a photographer, and any chance he gets, he's out there taking pictures of squirrels. So I was super excited to see the title. Thank you for that.
Well, a lot of people are inspired by squirrels. It's amazing. They're so smart. And evidently, you know, my husband from Australia, they don't have squirrels in Australia. Yeah. That was new to me that they didn't have them. So for him, when he started seeing squirrels here, it was like if we were in Australia and we were seeing koalas in the wild.
Right.
Like, oh, wow. What a big deal, you know.
Well, so, maybe that'll be the title of your next book, right? Something about koalas. Okay. So let's talk about your inspiration for this.
Well, you know, there's certain spiritual books that I've read throughout my lifetime that have really stayed with me. Mm-hmm. And one of them is The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, mm-hmm. my mentor. Mm-hmm. Another one is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, who I've met. And I had the pleasure of interviewing, and he hugged me harder, I think, than anybody's ever hugged me in my life. He's like such a warm, loving, open soul. And the other one is Jonathan Livingston Seagull, mm-hmm. which I read when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And when I had my high school graduation, I actually gave a talk and quoted that book. And it's always kind of stayed with me. And I thought, you know, there are spiritual lessons that I would like to pass on to people that I've learned over the years that have really helped me through some struggles and challenges. And I think a really good way to present it would be in a fable, like Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And so, you know, I started just thinking about it, and this idea came to me about how these are pearls of wisdom. And pearls are important because as they're the only gemstone that grows from the inside out. And we reflect light, and it's just like people. You know, we don't need to be cut away like a diamond or anything. We're not a diamond in the rough. We're really a pearl that grows and gets more luminous and larger over time and just reflects more light over time. And then squirrels kind of represent to me the distractions of life. you know, they've kind of become a symbol for ADD.
Yes.
Like you're doing something and then you go squirrel, you know, and it takes your attention away. So I kind of put it together and thought, okay, this is a modern fable about happiness and distraction. So there's in each pearl, there's something to do and something not to do, because the to do is what the pearl of wisdom is, and the not to do is what distracts us away from the pearl of wisdom. So I put it all together in this cute little story. So, you know, when you hear a story, it makes it easy to remember rather than, you know, with the seven spiritual laws of success or the four agreements, I have to think, wait, what are they again? And blah, 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 blah. But this one, you think, oh, you remember the story and what happened. You go, okay, this is the first one. This is the second one, you know, so it's really, really cute.
Well, and it's guided. It has a guide in it, you know, like as I'm opening up, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a mentor. There's a spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
There's Glinda the Good Witch in there, you know, guiding these four squirrels with the message of, do you want to be happy? And, you know, you talked about from the inside out and light. And when we are on our quest of spiritual enlightenment, how many times do we hear over and over again that it starts within? It starts within, that, you know, it's inside of you. Your wisdom is connected inside of you, and that you need these little nuggets or pearls to, as a spark to find them. And I just thought that was just such a beautiful way, no matter what age you are, you know, whether you're, whether you're a couple years old or whether you're 96 years old, you can relate to that aspect of it.
Right. And that was my goal too, is to make it for all age groups. Like a lot of people look at it and go, oh, is this a kid's book? And I'm like, no, it's not a kid's book. It's, you can read it to your kids, but I think the words are a little bit too big for, you know, children to read on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe older kids, high school kids or whatever can read it on their own. But as a parent, if you want to read it to your children, that's good, because then you can discuss it together, you know, and then they'll really be able to understand it. But yeah, just like Jonathan Livingston Siegel, I don't think a little kid could really pick up that book and read it by himself. But if a parent's reading it to them, then that's cool. Then they'll really get it and understand it.
Well,
and
I
it
know
gives
what...
them an opportunity to ask questions, you know, and learn more from their parents in that way, too.
Well, yeah. And as a parent, to ask the child questions, you know, so what do you think about that? And, you know, what would you do if you were in the woods looking for something? And, you know, that kind of thing. Absolutely. I mean, I think about Jonathan Livingston Siegel. When I read that when I was young, I didn't quite get it. I had to read it a few times before the wisdom of it actually sunk in.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's one of those books you can read over and over again and then learn something new each time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of time-honored, which is what I think that the four squirrels and the four pearls will be as well. So let's give the listeners an idea of what the pearls look like and how you arrived at choosing those specific ideas to focus on.
Okay. Well, the very first pearl is look at what you have, not at what you don't have. And the principle for happiness here is gratitude. And I think everything starts with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like whenever, if you're driving, they teach you, you look ahead, look at where you want to go. If you look to the side of the road, you end up veering off to the side of the road. When you're grateful for something, that increases in your life. So you always want to get more of what you want, not more of what you don't want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look.
Multiplies, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very important spiritual principle. So it's like, look at what you have, not at what you don't have. And I think with that, it's the pearl is gratitude, and the distraction is, when we're looking at, you know, somebody else's, we can say the grass is always greener on the other side, or whatever those, you know, little sayings are that also are really spiritual principles too. if we get into that space of what we don't have, then we're feeling lack.
Right.
Then we're feeling jealousy. Then we're feeling envy. Then we're feeling not enough. You know, maybe it's we feel like we don't have enough talent or we don't, you know, but when we look at what we have, then we're feeling gratitude and we feel full and we feel whole and we feel, you know, empowered and all that kind of thing. So I think that's just a very basic, easy place to start. You know, when we're at the mall and we're like, oh, I want that. I want that. Wait, why don't we look at what we have and go, yeah, I like what I have. I have enough. I have plenty. I have good stuff, you know, that I really love. And there's a reason why I have it. I don't necessarily need anything more than what I have. So I'm grateful for everything I have.
Yeah, I remember my daughter got into an accident a few months ago. Nothing major. Somebody hit her car while it was parked. And she ended up having a loaner for a week and a half. And she was kind of complaining that it cost her an extra $20 a week in gas and, you know, that she really wanted her car back and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, let's just sit down here for a second and let's look at, and she's 26. I said, let's look at what you have to be grateful in this experience. First of all, and she goes, yeah, I know, Mom, I wasn't in my car. And then she's like, and yeah, I know, Mom, I have a loaner that I'm not paying for. And, you know, but for a second, she kind of got away from that. And then she realized, oh, yeah, I know, Mom. At the end of, after saying all those things, she kind of stopped and looked at me and she goes, yeah, okay, thanks.
So,
you know, I can look at it as something to be grateful for.
Exactly.
And what I can take from the experience.
Yeah, just a little shift in perspective. And it changes your whole mood, your whole attitude, your whole outlook, and you can approach your day in a much more positive, productive way.
Right. Shift in perspective. That's really what that's really what it comes down to, and looking at it from the eyes of gratitude. Okay, so tell us about the second pearl.
Okay, so the second pearl is look at what you are doing, not at what anyone else is doing. So the key word for this is focus. And I think that's a very important spiritual principle, because there'll always be somebody who's doing something that you think is more interesting or more lucrative or more, you know, giving to the world than you are doing. But that is their path. You have to stay on your own path and do what you are here to do. So rather than get distracted and think, wait, my friend's making a lot of money selling real estate. Maybe I should be selling real estate, you know? No, look, don't look at what they're doing. Good for them that they're doing that. Fantastic. Do what you are here to do, right? So
absolutely.
I think, again, this puts us in a situation where we're looking at our own gifts and talents and being grateful for that. You know, there's another saying, bloom where you're planted, you know, so bloom where you're planted, do what you're supposed to do. Sometimes, you know, and I find myself doing this too, I get distracted because I think I'm helping somebody else,
right.
You know, like I've got to do this because it's helping them. And so then I get very involved and I'm not doing my own stuff. I'm helping them do their stuff.
Gosh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. So that's a distraction too. So you have to know that they have stuff that they can handle and they can get through it. And yeah, you can provide a little bit of support or whatever, but you don't have to drop everything that you're doing and go help them. In a way, that's just an excuse to delay or procrastinate or get out of. Maybe it's hard work that you're doing, but you need to do it.
Right.
You know? So do it.
Got to dig in.
That's right. That's
Start
right.
So having
that focus. That's right. So having that focus is really important, you know, and I'm a person with attention deficit disorder. And I think a lot of us just in this day of technology, when there are so many distractions, we could go on Facebook, we could go, I mean, just on the computer, we could get distracted with this conversation and this post and going to this site and this link and on and on and on and on. And then you look at your clock and a couple hours have gone by and you're like, wait, what have I accomplished? I'm not put on this earth to play on Facebook, you know, I'm put on this earth to fulfill my dharma, my purpose in life. And how did that contribute to my dharma? What was, you know, no. So we need to, you know, avoid these distractions and not look at what other people are doing. Just look at what we're doing and be accountable for ourselves. Focus in on what's really important to us.
Well, and I love that accountable and responsible for yourself, right? Because we do get so caught up in those distractions and, you know, Facebook and social media makes it so easy to even want to take that further and help those people and rescue those people and get stuck into that drama. And it's really important to just stay focused on yourself, you know, and kind of like what's in front of you. What can you do for you instead of
exactly
going back to beginning from the inside, you know, as you were talking about earlier, kind of we need to work from the inside out. Something I want to mention before we go into the next pearl, listeners, again, I'm chatting with Lisa Coffey. You can find all of Lisa's information here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio. And we're talking about her latest work, The Four Squirrels and the Four Pearls. And one of the things that I found as I was reading this, Lisa, is that the four squirrels could be anybody. And you kind of talk about that a little bit. You know, they could be brothers and sisters. They could be relatives. They could be friends in your circle. They could be people that you work with. It doesn't necessarily represent four specific people or or four specific connections or animals. Connections.
I call them each. I don't even name them because I don't want it. You know, people have, there's karma associated with names. People think, oh, well, I know a guy named Joe and he was blah, 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 you know, or whatever. So I didn't want to name them. Right. I just call them big brother, big sister, big sister, little, you know, bigs and littles of brothers and sisters. Partially because I want people to know that there's no like gender problem with having, they're not all boy squirrels. They're not all girl squirrels. Anybody can relate to any of these squirrels. And also because I'm part of a program called Big Brother, Big Sisters that is all about one-on-one mentoring. And when in this program, you may be a big sister, a mentor like I am, and have a little sister who's a mentoree. But I'm telling you, I learn as much from her as she learns from me. You know, I get as much out of the relationship as she does from me. So it's very much a mutual thing, how we're all in this together. We're here to help each other learn and grow. And that's what it's all about. So that's why I did it that way.
Well, and we have so many different relationships in our lives, you know, like I thought of my soul family and some of my closest friends and how we can kind of get on that path together even of looking at things. So, okay, let's talk about the third pearl.
Okay, the third pearl, this is a little bit more of a challenge now. We're kind of getting up in difficulty. It's look at the opportunities, not at the obstacles. And the key word here, the spiritual principle for happiness is fortitude. So, you know, obstacles come in our way all the time.
Yes.
And it's not the obstacle that's the problem. It's how we react to it. What do we do about this obstacle? Do we turn around and hightail it back and just give up? You know, do we face it head on and say, okay, what opportunity is being presented here? What's my opportunity to learn and to grow? How can I overcome this? And with that wisdom and knowledge, you know, grow so that if it happens again, it won't be a problem at all. I won't even see it as an obstacle. I'll know how to handle it.
Well, and so, there's fortitude. An instant in my own life. You know, I've got some things going on right now, and I approached a subject and didn't necessarily say it that it was well received, but yet it was an obstacle of something that needed to be addressed, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking at it to be an opportunity to bring a new level of appreciation and clarity in this relationship. So I really loved that chapter as well. And I have to say, you know, just looking at each one, I could see pieces in my life, maybe experiences in the past, and obviously this current one, where I could relate to that. So I really appreciated that. And I think it is about looking at things as opportunities. And sometimes that does take deep fortitude, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. And, you know, like you said, I think we've all had experiences with these. But the point is here to articulate them so that mm-hmm. we can recognize them and get through it that much faster.
Right.
You know, instead of saying, wait, I've been here before. What did I do? You know, it's like, oh, okay, it's this spiritual principle. It's this pearl. And this is what's going to help me get through. You know, I always think of, with fortitude, I think of Jay Leno, because I saw an interview with him once and they were asking him, what is your secret to success? And he said, oh my gosh, it's no secret, really. I just didn't go away. He goes, a lot of other guys in the comedy business, you know, the first time things got hard, they just gave up or went away. And he goes, I just kept showing up. I kept showing up and showing up and showing up. And, you know, pretty soon here I am. So I think just showing up in your life,
yeah,
you know, when things might be hard, things might be a struggle, don't give up,
right.
Keep doing it. I talk to a lot of people who are like, well, I want to write a book. I'm like, well, then write it. Just write
right,
it.
Just
you know,
do
no,
it.
Who's stopping you? Who's stopping you?
Right.
You're stopping you because you can't sit still at your desk. You get distracted, you know, all that kind of things. You think that there are other things more important or whatever. So if you want to do it, just do it. It's not an obstacle. There's no obstacle there. It's you're putting an obstacle in front of yourself.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we're our own worst enemies.
Boy, that's the truth.
You know, we do that to ourselves.
Okay, so we're getting down to the wire here. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about the fourth pearl.
Yeah, this is the biggest one. This is look at what matters, not at what doesn't matter.
Mm.
And the principle here, the principle for happiness here is faith.
Mm.
So a lot of times when people think about faith, they think about religion. And yeah, it could be about religion. If that's what matters to you, then great. But a lot of times faith, having faith, what are you supposed to have faith in? Have faith in yourself,
mm-hmm.
that you can do this. Have faith that you've gotten to this point in life, you know, by your own accord. You know, have faith that you have more wisdom and knowledge than you realize, you know, and tap into that.
Because it's always available, right?
Yes.
Like you said, we've gotten this far in life. You've gotten this far in life. So have mm-hmm. faith in that, trust in that process.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I think this is really important, you know, in Vedanta. Originally, I had written it at look at what is real, not at what is unreal. And when I tested it out, some people were confused with that. And I think it's just the languaging of mm-hmm. what Vedanta is. But, you know, what is real to you? What is important to you? That's what is real to you is what is important to you. Relationships, you know, your purpose. Those are the things that you're, you know, whatever your spiritual practice is, that's what's important to you.
Right.
And that's what matters. What doesn't matter? Well, how many likes you get on Facebook, what level you're on some game, you know, those things don't matter. It's like, it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. Are you playing the game of life? Are you playing it fairly? Are you being honest?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things that matter. So just self-refer again to what's going on with you.
And beginning within, well, Lisa, we're down to the wire. We have like 30 seconds left. I think Nate's going to start plugging my music pretty soon. And I want to thank you so much for being here. I give you the deepest bow, and I encourage the listeners to go to the page and grab her book and all of Lisa's information. And Lisa, you got about 10 seconds. What would your thought be for the day for the listeners to take out into the world and elevate their soul?
So let's, for today, let's look at that last one. Look at what matters, not at what doesn't matter.
Mm.
So some of the things that interrupt us or whatever, instead of running to that and going to that and doing that, say, does that really matter? Or should I just stay on my path? You know, I think just look at what matters today. And you might be surprised. You might even write down a few things that really matter to you, the most important things to you, and get more of that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. I love having you as a guest, and I look forward to bringing you back soon.
Oh, thank you very much for all that you do for the world. It's wonderful.